Okay, if we could have the slides up, that would be wonderful. So this last week, we've been celebrating the Easter story. And we started last Sunday with the triumphal entry into Jerusalem. You may remember that. And then we, on Thursday, some of us gathered here in the church space to remember the Last Supper that Jesus had with his close friends, the Passover meal, where he washed the disciples' feet. And then after that meal, he went into the garden of Gethsemane, as we can see here, and he prayed on that dark night for what lay ahead as he prepared for his arrest and then his death on the cross. Now, I don't know if any of you have ever stopped to wonder if Jesus is the Son of God. If he's fully human and fully God, why? Why did he allow himself to die on the cross? It was a question that a lot of people were asking at the time. Why didn't he use his super powers, his God-given power, to beat the enemies, to win? And again, as he rode into Jerusalem on that first Sunday, people were hoping that's exactly what he would do. So why didn't he do it? Well, the Bible tells us that Jesus chose to lay down his life for us. And he did so because he loves us. He did it to save us from our sin. And when we hear the word sin, some of us are like, what on earth does that mean? Some of us have got bad connotations with it. But sin is basically how we have broken and marred the world, each other, and ourselves. We've messed it up a bit. And God wanted to save us from that through Jesus Christ. He also wanted that not to stand in the way of having a full relationship with him and with each other. And so Jesus gave himself, chose to lay down his life to save each one of us. Now, in my pocket, I have got one of these. Now, some of you may be able to see this from the front. For those of you who can't see it at the back, this is a £5 note. I promise you it's genuine, okay? It's genuine £5 note. Okay, now I'm going to ask a really tricky question and I really want you to think carefully about this answer before you answer it. Okay, how much is this worth? It's not a trick question, by the way. How much is this worth? £5. Well done, people. You are on it today. Okay, if I scrunch it up, okay, which is harder to do with the new ones, isn't it? They're indestructible. It's amazing. I've scrunched it up. Okay. How much is it worth now? £5. Yeah, okay. What if I blow my nose on it? Again, this is not so good with the new ones. It's a little bit waterproof and shiny. It's really not doing the job. How much is it worth now? £5. Yes, it is. Okay. It's just disgusting, yeah. What about if I shove it in my mouth?
Oh, I should have done that the other way around.
How much now? £5, yeah. And what if I really kind of, not that this floor is dirty, obviously, but if I'm really giving it some on the floor, how much is it going to be worth when I pick it up? £5, yeah. I don't know how you feel this morning, okay, where you're at in your life with others, with God. Maybe a bit like this £5 note, you feel a little bit screwed up. You've messed up, you feel a bit dirty. Hopefully none of you have got slobber on you. But maybe you just feel like, I feel a bit crushed, I feel a bit broken, I feel a bit messy, I feel a bit dirty, I don't feel great. I just want you to hear the message of the cross is that you, all of you, have never lost your value in God's eyes. You've not lost your value in God's eyes. He loves you so, so dearly. And in the Bible, we're told that God so loved you that he gave his one and only son, so that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. That's a wonderful promise. You see, because Jesus is the Son of God, death could not hold him. And 3 days later, he rose from the dead, defeating sin and death once for all. So let's watch this video now as we consider this awesome Easter surprise.
Is Easter about all those chocolate eggs we give in this wonderful season? There's no doubt they are a treat, but it's not what we eat that's important, and here is the reason. Though chocolate eggs are all very fine, for 2,000 Easters gone by, it's the stories of Jesus that people have told. How he died, but God raised him on high. For one day, long ago, the saddest of days, wicked people put Jesus to death, and he died for your sins and for mine and for all, and he loved till his very last breath. On that first Easter morning, all full of tears, came the women, their bags full of spices to lay on his body. But there at the tomb were two angels, all full of surprises. "He's not here, he is risen," said the two shining ones. "He's alive again, raised from the dead." So they rushed off to tell all the other disciples all the angels had said. "You're joking," said most of them. "That sort of thing doesn't happen, as well you should know." But Peter and John ran straight off to the tomb as fast as they ever could go. "I wonder what we'll find inside," they were thinking, and wondering if they would dare to poke their heads in there. But when they arrived, it was true. There was nobody there. The women were right. Jesus was alive. And over the next 40 days, they met him again and again. And he taught them more of his wonderful ways. When two of them walked on the road to Emmaus, so sad because they thought he was dead, he walked and he talked with them, joined in their meal, and they knew him when he broke the bread. When one of his followers doubted, he said, "Come here, touch my hand and my side." And Thomas soon realized he wasn't a ghost. "My Lord and my God," he replied. And when the disciples went out on their boat, they didn't catch all they could wish. A mysterious stranger stood on the shore and gave them a net full of fish. "It's the Lord," exclaimed Peter and leapt overboard. The waters closed over his head, but he and the others got safely to Jesus. "Come and have breakfast," he said. So, Easter's much more than a chocolate egg, though chocolate eggs are just fine. It tells us of Jesus who rose from the grave and forgives all our sins, yours and mine. And he walks with us today as we go on our way, and still calls us from the shore, because Easter is every day here in our hearts, and Jesus lives forevermore.
Amen. Well, because Jesus rose from the dead, sin and death do not have the last words in our lives. That's the good news today. Sin and death do not have the last word in our lives. When we come to Jesus, we can know his forgiveness, his friendship, his healing, and his new life, fullness of life, life like his. And all of this is a gift from God who loves us dearly. And we've got a slide just to put on here. Thank you. So hopefully some of you have seen out on the front lawn, it's hard to miss when you come in, that we've had an Easter art installation up for the last couple of weeks. It's going to be up for a couple of weeks more. And down the straight path of flowers, you'll see three crosses that represent the story of Easter. And Jesus' cross at the center. And on that center cross are the words grace. And they say these words from Ephesians chapter 2. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves. It's a gift from God. Not by works, so that no one can boast. You see, God has done all of this for us. Not because we deserved it. Not because we've earned it or achieved it, but simply because he loves each of you dearly. It is his love that has motivated all of what we celebrate this week. His love has motivated every ounce of that story because he wants a restored relationship with you. He wants you to have a restored relationship with one another. This is the good news of Jesus Christ. What he gives us is undeserved. It's a gift of grace. Now, you may not want it because you've seen what I've done with it. But does anybody want my £5 note? I'm going to give it to Daniel. And I'm going to give it to Daniel because he's brave for saying he wants that £5 note after what I've done to it. But also because, well, actually, no, it's not because of anything, really. Even though I've seen some cakes that he's made for afterwards, which are amazing. They look good. I can't say whether they taste good yet. But it's not any of those things. I've given it just because I want to give it to you, Daniel. That is your £5 note. You do with it what you want, okay? And this is the point. God loves us. He gives us his son. Not because we've earned it, deserved it, achieved it. He gives us salvation through his son because he loves us. He gives it freely. I just want to show you one picture as we think about generosity. If we could have the slide up. Yes. You've worked it out, haven't you? No, you haven't. So there's a can of Sprite. And yes, I am thankful to God for Sprite, but that's not the story. A couple of weeks ago, during the February half term, I went to Denmark to see some family. And for those of you that have been to Copenhagen, you will know that it's a beautiful city, but you do not get much for the pound over there. And so things are quite pricey. So I was glad I have family there so I could stay with them. And on the way back, I was in the airport and my water bottle had run out. And I thought, right, I'm just going to get my water bottle topped up. So I went to a bar as I was waiting for the gate to open. And I said, oh, can I have some tap water, please? And they said, I'm sorry, we don't have a running tap here, but you can have one of the drinks. So I scanned the drinks and I thought, I'll see about getting a can of Sprite. Okay, the can of Sprite was over 30 kroner, which in English money meant it was probably about £4.50 for a can of Sprite. And if you know anything about me, you'll know there's no way I'm paying that. So I sort of went, woo, like this. And the guy behind the counter, he was actually from England and he'd been working in the airport for a while. He went, Danish prices, eh? And I went, yeah, like this. He went, yeah, it takes a little bit of getting used to, doesn't it? I said, yeah. I said, I think I'm all right, thanks. Anyway, so I sat down and I was obviously, like you do, because you want to get as much as you can on the plane. I had a coat, a jumper. So I was taking off my jumper, my coat and everything because I was getting so hot. And I was sitting there going, I've got ages to wait. I'm feeling really thirsty. Maybe I should go and have a look for somewhere else to top my bottle up. And then just as I was thinking that, the chap behind the bar came over to me, set a Sprite down on the table and a glass full of ice and said, "There you go, mate, that's from the staff fridge." Isn't that amazing? I was just so amazed by that. Now, you might think, does that deserve a clap? But do you know what? In that moment, I needed a Sprite, and he gave me one, and that was just so generous. He didn't have to do that, but he saw me and he had compassion. And that is basically generosity, isn't it? We see someone in need and we say, "I want to be generous towards you. It may cost me, but I want to give that cost because I want to be generous." Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for your deep generosity towards us in Jesus Christ. And Lord, what we give you this morning, whether it's in our time, our testimony, our money, is so small in comparison to what you've given us. But we give it gladly this morning. And so we pray your blessing over what has been given and what will be given. And we pray that it would be used for your glory, to build your kingdom here in these villages, in this area, and across your world, for your name's sake. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. May this Easter day bring resurrection life to your heart and your home. May renewal radiate within you and revival emanate through you. May dawn displace the darkness and spring replace the winter in your life. May the God of hope so fill you with joy and peace this Easter that you may overflow with hope by the power of his life forever. Amen.